It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We're rapidly approaching the end of the year, but movement on one of the cornerstones of the president's legislative agenda, the Build Back Better package, appears to be on hold, likely until 2022. Biden and the Democrats were hoping to pass it by Christmas, but talks between the president and Senator Joe Manchin have not produced any resolution yet. One of the big issues holding up progress is the child tax credit. The final checks are going out this week, unless Democrats manage to defy the odds and pass the bill. The problem is, the bill provides for 1 year of these child tax credits. Joe Manchin said he wants it extended for the full 10 years. So that the public knows the full cost of the program? Seriously? Adding 9 years of the child tax credit would add over $1 trillion to the top line number that Manchin insists must be capped at $1.7 trillion. See where we are? So, Senate Democrats are now scrambling to find a way to pass the voting rights legislation that they say is necessary to protect our democracy, as Republicans continue making changes to election laws in key states that would enable them to control the outcome of future elections. The discussions now seem to be centered on a carve-out of the filibuster on voting rights. But Kyrsten Sinema is once again sounding off about her erroneous belief that the filibuster protects democracy. In a statement on Wednesday night, Sinema reiterated that she's against any change to Senate rules that effectively weaken the filibuster. Her office said that when Republicans eventually take power, they could replace the Democrats' changes with, quote, a nationwide voter ID law, nationwide restrictions on vote by mail, or other voting restrictions currently passing in some states extended nationwide. Well, they'll do that regardless. Makes no sense. In the meantime, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer isn't letting anyone leave just yet. He filed cloture Wednesday night on 22 Biden nominees, saying that the backlog awaiting action in the Senate has grown to 158 because of holds placed by some Republican senators like Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley. Seriously. Schumer telling reporters, quote, the Republican obstruction of President Biden's nominees this year has reached a new low. We've had to file cloture on twice as many nominees at this point in the Biden administration than Republicans had to do under President Trump. Adding, quote, Republicans are intentionally throwing sand in the gears of the Senate's confirmation process. Stay tuned. The Senate, meanwhile, on Wednesday did pass the annual defense spending bill. Yeah, they authorized a record $768 billion in funding for the Defense Department for 1 year. The vote was 88-11, with 7 Democrats and 1 independent voting against it. Booker, Gillibrand, Markey, Merkley, Padilla, Sanders, Warren, and Wyden, plus 3 Republicans, Braun, Lee, and Rand Paul. The NDAA passed the House earlier this month, so now it goes to President Biden for his signature. The legislation does include historic changes to the ways in which the military deals with prosecution of sexual assault, moving them outside the chain of command of the personnel involved. It also includes the establishment of an independent commission to review mistakes made during the 20-year war in Afghanistan. But it didn't include several expected provisions, including the repeal of the 2002 authorization for use of military force against Iraq. Unreal. And the House is already out. They're gone and won't come back until January 10th, unless somehow the Senate passes the Build Back Better bill in the next 2 weeks, which is probably unlikely. Moving on. Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio confirmed that he forwarded a message to the former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on January 5th that was revealed in part this week by the House Select Committee investigating the riot on January 6th. The text detailed supposed legal framework that would have enabled former Vice President Mike Pence to overturn the election. Amazing. President Joe Biden toured areas of Kentucky devastated after a series of deadly tornadoes hit, saying the scope and scale of this destruction is almost beyond belief. At least 88 people were killed as more than 30 tornadoes tore through Kentucky and 7 other states over the weekend. Biden pledging to do whatever it takes to help the tornado victims. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted on multiple counts of the murder of George Floyd, pleaded guilty to civil rights charges in George Floyd's death. That means he won't have to face trial in January, but he might add a few more years to his sentence. However, he'll serve the time now in a federal prison instead of state. Chauvin was sentenced to 22 and a half years on state murder and manslaughter charges for the killing of George Floyd. Florida Governor DeSantis is at it again. He announced the Wrongs to Our Kids and Employees Act. The acronym spells out WOKE, to, quote, fight back against woke indoctrination and take on both corporate wokeness and critical race theory. The bill, following the lead of the Texas anti-abortion law, SB 8, allows parents to sue school districts if they teach critical race theory in the classroom. If this law passes, Florida would become the 10th state where legislators have approved anti-critical race theory laws. And finally, medical experts in the U.S. are bracing for a triple threat this winter: the arrival of the Omicron coronavirus variant, the continued onslaught of the Delta variant, and a slow resurgence of the flu. Flu and COVID-19 cases are already rising across the country, and the CDC predicts between 837,000 and 845,000 people will have died by January 8th. Federal health officials say they're ready and that people should be fine if they get vaccinated and boosted. Stay safe, everyone. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.